I just want to feel your skin on mine.
Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Robbie in the studio. Bernie, g'day.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
There you go. Say it again.
Good afternoon, everybody.
And Mitchell.
Hey, good to be back, everyone. How are we doing?
Hi there. It's a laughing show. Going to be with you until 1 p.m. today. Got some huge stuff coming up. Tunes, bits, segments, etc. We love
actually,
your company.
I saw Mamma Mia.
Did you?
Over the weekend.
Go ahead, Bernie.
It was really good.
Huh?
Sorry to butt in.
That's all right. The movie Mamma Mia.
Yeah, Mamma Mia.
Oh, that's right. You're obsessed with it right now.
I saw
it. What did you think it was before you went into it? You really didn't want to see it.
Well, I really didn't want to see this movie, but then I decided, you know what? Like, I only live once, so I decided I'm just going to force myself to watch this movie. I literally chained myself to a chair and watched this movie.
Yeah.
And had the audio up pretty loud. I had the audio up, like, louder than I should have had.
Yeah.
But I watched the movie. It was in, like, a home theater system.
Like, at home.
It wasn't my house.
Are you doing some kind of like movie a day kind of challenge or something? Or thought you should force yourself to listen to watch this crap?
I just thought, you know what? I was drinking heavily the night before and I thought, you know what? I should reckon this. I should reconcile the situation. So I decided to watch it.
Something that I've seen like bits of it on YouTube, like clips and stuff, and it's not something that really resonated with me.
It's so
good. I love ABBA's music, but just like the movie of it was like, it's just not really for me, I don't feel. But like, I can understand like how you might like the music in it and how like the I don't know, did it
the
sort
arc.
Of
the
I don't
arc,
know, did it kind of like did it like did the music like influence the plot at all? Or?
Mm. So funny you ask that, because the music actually comes in at specific times. So when the music comes in, it doesn't just arbitrarily exist.
Okay.
It like comes propels in, the narrative.
It does.
Okay.
And it's a number. It's a number. It's not just a song. It's a number.
Oh, right.
It's a number.
Right, right, right.
So it really, really does inform the narrative. And there's a great arc of the main character.
Mamma Mia.
It's so good. That comes on.
Do they have SOS in there?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. We should ask
I didn't even realize how many songs.
Yeah, I even knew.
You'll be surprised. Like, there are so many songs that you hear and you're like, holy shit, that is ABBA. I know that song. Mm. I reckon we ask the audience, like, guys, what do you think? Like,
you
should we see, like, if the audience likes Mamma Mia or Mamma Mia 2? All right. Text in if you're listening and you like Mamma Mia or Mamma Mia 2. The text line is 0409-945-945. Let us know what you think about those films. Look, huge show coming up. A recent survey, you might have seen this, in Great Britain, it actually revealed that 54% of UK citizens still believe that Brexit is a man running for office. When asked again for his full name, it was split almost equally amongst three separate groups. James Brexit was one, Brexit Crumpet was another, and Tony Brexit Champion
was
the third. Exactly.
Yeah.
The only certain conclusion is that most of Britain has a low IQ, surely. We'll be looking into the findings of that survey during the hour. Bernie, a bunch of other things coming up as well.
Yeah, it's a packed show. DVDs are being piloted in Berlin to rave reviews. Most residents of Berlin are pretty stoked to be the first city to receive the new format, but are still confused as to the meaning of the extra two letters. We'll be relaying some of the information from the CEO of DVDVDs later on.
Tomato sauce. Tasty? But what's the tomato sauce? So that's S-O-U-R-C-E. Later on in the show, we're going to be looking into where tomatoes come from.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I love a bit of tomato sauce on my pie or sausage roll, so that'll be interesting.
What's the sauce of the sauce?
What is the sauce of
pretty
that
witty,
sauce?
Mitch.
Nightclubs for seals and rats are being trialed in Finland at
the moment. Double take?
Yeah. This controversial initiative is attempting to rewrite the seal clubbing narrative to be more inclusive of their well-being and enjoyment. Many different styles of music are being played at the venue to work out exactly what seals and rats are into. Supposedly, they enjoy a low faint hum around the 60 hertz mark and or lightly strummed banjo.
Oh,
Bill Nye, the science guy, has been quoted as saying, "This Finnish club for seals and rats is out of this world awesome."
Wow.
More on that later.
They've got a Finnish club for seals and rats now.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
What a crazy world out there, isn't it, boys?
Finland, very progressive.
Have you guys ever wondered whether the food you eat is good for you or bad for you? Well, new studies have suggested that some food that is served in restaurants and eateries and cafeterias might fall into either one of these categories, and it might be the latter. Looks like meat's back on the menu, boys.
Woo! And the United States of cheese? A Texan dairy farmer is making news around the world after making a Gorgonzola map of the USA. The cheese map was devoured by one of the swines at the dairy. who was put down the same day, interestingly. We've got more on the story, that sad story, later.
And penguin migration. Reports of penguins marching into Russia have emerged on Lively and are quite horrifying. The Russian military is on standby waiting for orders to execute the initial wave of penguins. And... That's right. Joss Stone. We've got some exclusive information about her later in the show. Stick around. You're on RML right now with Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell. This is Eulogy by Shabazz Ballises. Let's see you in a moment.
Woo!
Eulogy by Shabazz Ballises from their album Black Up. You're on Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Bernie, we were talking about your love of Mamma Mia before. You're obsessed with it. Somebody's getting involved on the text line saying Pierce Brosnan in Mamma Mia was perfect. He is amazing. He deserves a Nobel Prize for that performance. What do you think?
He didn't already get one?
I don't think he got a Nobel Prize for that one.
I thought he did.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Like, he deserves it.
You reckon?
Just doesn't go yet.
Yeah, he deserves it, definitely.
And Andrew and Stanmore chiming in saying, I just ran the preliminary stats by the guys in the lab and can confirm that English people are indeed stupid, also ugly, fat and smelly. Thanks so much for getting involved.
Too true.
That's in regards to people thinking that Brexit is in fact a man running for office.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing's interesting. But if you head east a little bit, you'll find that something is happening in Luxembourg.
That's right. The Luxembourg International Film Fest is almost upon us. And yet, not much hype has been generated around this event. Luxembourg has announced their lineup of films for the Film Fest to the disappointment of film fans everywhere. The festival bill features only 3 films on heavy rotation throughout the months of September at various participating cinemas. Dora and the Lost City of Gold, Rampage... And Forrest Gump Remastered. Those are the only 3 films that are being shown at the Luxembourg International Film Festival. So, it's prompted us to think, why? Why has Luxembourg opted to show so few films? And they're all blockbusters as well. Isn't a film festival, supposed to be bigging up the little guys, so to speak?
Where are the Luxembourg films? That's what I want to know. Exactly. I want to know, where are these little indie pockets, these little gems that I want to go along and see?
There's no Luxembourgish films on the lineup for the International Luxembourg Film Festival. It's just those 3. And in previous years, we've seen lists of over 100, 150 films. It's got everybody scratching their heads.
Looking at the lineup here, it's just... 6 p.m., Dora and the Lost City of Gold. 8 p.m., Rampage. 10 p.m., Forrest Gump Remastered. Pretty much every night for the entirety of the film fest. Yeah. Across various venues as well. Various cinemas just doing the same thing.
And I think the ire that is being displayed online about this is very justified. The landlocked country... who's typically famous for its fortified medieval architecture, lush forests and hefty tax breaks, has been in the news lately over some banned films, as we just mentioned. It's been said that the Luxembourgish Board of Banned Films, a government organization with the only goal of banning films, has banned more films in Luxembourg than any other country in the world combined. So we think that this is the reason behind the abysmal film festival lineup is due to the Luxembourgish Board of Banned Films. And look, let's look at some of these films that they have banned and potentially the reasons behind it.
And we might be able to work out what is going on in Luxembourg culturally.
Yeah.
To see why they've only put on these three films at the film festival.
This is the first film that caught our attention. You've got a friend
in me. What?
You've got a friend in me.
No, surely not.
Boys, look, an alien! Where? Rough
ahead in your... That's right, banned. Toy Story. How such an iconic kids' film was never shown in Luxembourg still baffles many scholars to this very day. The story of a good-hearted cowboy doll who sees his position as favourite toy jeopardised when his parents buy him a Buzz Lightyear, played by Tim Allen, action figure. The arrogant Buzz thinks he's a real spaceman on a mission to return to his home planet. When the owner of the toy's family moves to a new house, Woody and Buzz must escape the clutches of maladjusted neighbour Sid Phillips, played by Eric Von Detten, and reunite with their little boy. It's a tale as old as time. The Luxembourgish Board of Banned Films has cited the photorealistic scenes depicting toy torture as the reason for the ban. They also hold imagery of frontier America in high esteem, which is famously against the ideals of the Luxembourgish Board of Banned Films. Mm.
And so I think they have a problem with the character of Woody in particular and the photorealistic scenes in the backyard with a famous performance there by Eric Von Detten.
As maladjusted neighbour.
Reuniting with their boy.
Yeah. Anyway, so Toy Story's been banned in Luxembourg, which is just making us pretty sick. Next up, Mitch, with this film called Saw.
Yeah, I'd like to play some of it if I could.
Hello, madam. Dr. Gordon. I want to play a game.
That's right. Banned. Saw has been banned. Mitch, why do you reckon that is?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. This one makes a bit more sense as the film revolves around two men who wake up trapped in an underground bunker by a half clown, half man named Jigsaw. They've been trapped in there together.
See, I haven't seen this one.
Go you on. Haven't seen Saw?
Neither.
It's quite a classic. The man... They have to solve a number of twisted riddles to free themselves and find their friends waiting upstairs watching them on CCTV. And that's essentially what the film is in a nutshell. But why did the board ban this one? Well, the board obviously didn't take nicely to the film as a whole and decided to give the film a ban after only watching 15 minutes of it.
How can you get a read on a film after only 15 minutes?
It could go anywhere from that point.
It's like listening to this show 15 minutes and being like, this is crap.
It's like you've already tuned out now, 12:18.
Yeah. Imagine listening to only 18 minutes of this show and being like, this is shit, I'm out of here.
You're out.
That would be weird.
Because the next 40 minutes could be anything. Could be brilliant.
Exactly. That's why you should stick around. Could anyway, Mitch,
this could be all set up.
Please,
more about Saw. Well, reportedly, this was not for expected reasons, though. As I've mentioned earlier, it's quite a horrific film. The board took issue with an offhand remark about the euro early into the film.
A European character.
The euro.
I think the currency.
No, the currency itself.
The currency.
Yeah, right.
Quite strict. So I guess they take a bit of pride in the euro. You know, we're learning a little bit about their culture through the bans that they've made over films.
Okay. And Bernie, this one hit you close to home. I'll play a bit of audio here.
Your great-great-granddaddy planned the assassination of President Lincoln.
It can't be.
That's right. National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets, 2007, being banned by the Luxembourgish Film of Filmmakers.
Yeah, the Luxembourgish Board of Banned Films has decided to give this one a banned status. That's National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets, coming in at number 8. It's another strange addition to the list. Nicolas Cage reprises his role as treasure hunter Benjamin Franklin Gates in the second movie of a high-impact but PG-rated action series. And this is what's got us... confused, like, well, it's PG rated. Although it is high impact, it has some thriller themes, it is only PG. No one really knows why this was banned, but rumor has it that Nicolas Cage is wanted in Luxembourg for a series of petty crimes involving bicycle theft and property damage. So we think that might be why they banned this. They haven't given a reason.
That is the thing with the board themselves, is they often won't give a reason. They'll just ban a film and that's that. It's not showing anywhere.
You know, what do you think about this cancel culture? Would love to hear your thoughts. And also, we'll be looking at a man that has been had a pretty terrible fate with his number plate. We can't get into it at this very moment, but I would stick around if I was you. Let's listen to a song now. This is Ice World by Slowly, RML, FBI Radio.
Thank you.
Ice World by Sololi.
Take me there.
RML, FBR Radio. And it's an interesting world we're living in these days. In the age of witty Tinder bios, glittery iPhone cases, and miniature cutlery, everything is customizable in this day and age. The trend of tricking things out to fit your specific style has recently spread to vehicle number plates, and we've seen an influx of hilarious and strong-willed number plates being printed for Aussie drivers the country over. But the old number plate generation, for those unwilling to pay and personalize, still remains. And it often spits out an assembly of letters and numbers that almost seems personalized, but is in fact not at all. We've got an exclusive recorded interview now with Simon Hammock, someone who had the terrible misfortune of being allocated the number plate of D1KC0K. That's right, Dick Cock. Let's dive right in.
That's rough.
Simon, thank you for joining us today on the show.
Pleasure to be here, man.
Look, you've had the number plate D1KCOK now for just under 6 months. What has the ordeal been like? That's Dick Cock.
Oh, man. Look, it's a nightmare, you know. On the road, I drive around some dodgy parts of town. Young kids always yelling at my car. It's horrible.
What kind of things are they yelling?
They call me Dick Cock. You know, look, everybody. It's Mr. Dick Cock. You know, things like that. Oh, man, sick of it.
That's obscene. Does it distract your driving at all, Simon?
Yeah. Fucking a whole lot, you know. When I'm in urban areas, busy, built up, there's a lot of people yelling at me. A lot of kids laugh at me. A lot of teenagers laugh at me when I go to a park in Westfield. Yeah, fucking have to turn off the radio or CD or something so I don't have to fucking hear their taunts. Man, I had a recent incident at the shopping centre. I think I parked over a line, so attention
customers, could the owner of a blue Toyota Corolla number plate D1KC0K, that's Dick Cock, please move that vehicle out of the loading bay?
Yeah, that's my car, I'll go move it.
Simon, it's crazy to think that these kind of taunts still happen in this day and age, you know, these number plate specific taunts.
Oh man, I've got friends. I've got a friend, non-custom number plate, FUCK69. Everybody thought it was custom. Everybody thought it was custom. He got so many taunts, you know, his cousins, relentless. It's horrible, man. People are brutal.
Have you tried to get yours changed?
Yeah, and the guys at the number plate thing just laughed me out of the room, man.
Good morning, mate, and welcome to the RMS. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, mate, I'm trying to get my number plate changed.
No worries, mate. Just fill out this form. Just get your old number plate right at the top there and fill in the rest of your personal details down the bottom there. And yeah, we'll go ahead and get that changed for you.
Oh, piss off, mate. No way. You're kidding, are you? Is that your number plate? Mate, that's... No, everyone! Get around here. Check out this bloke's...
What is it?
Check out this number plate. Is that... Oh, mate.
Get Henry from the back office. Henry, get out of here.
Oi, can I take a photo of that?
Oi, Evan. Oi, Evan. Evan.
Somebody get Evan! Evan! Oh, he's gonna love this!
Yeah.
Get the boss!
Oh, what is it, fellas?
I knew he'd love it, mate!
Tracy! Tracy! Come see this! Come see this!
What is it? Oh, my God! Fuck! Who is that?
It's this bloke!
Alright, Tiffany!
I've gotta show Tiffany! Tiffany, come through! What is it? You've gotta see this! Look at this guy's number plate! Look just at it!
Oh my God, Dick Cock!
I can't believe it's this one over here.
Okay. Oh, it's that live streaming. Yeah.
Yeah, wow, that's a touching story there from Simon Hammock, who had the number plate D1K C0K Dick Cock and was taunted.
Smithereens day in, day out. It's so unfortunate, and you know, I wonder what the odds are of getting such a number plate like that. So low, you know, you're probably be more likely to, you know, be killed by a falling shark or something like that.
I mean, yeah, you'd think that the government would just skip over these sorts of ones. They might have someone whose responsibility it was to look at these kind of number plates and say, you know, no, maybe that one's not happening.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, they according to this guy's story.
Yeah. And the thing is, and he mentioned it in the interview that I did with him last week, there's other people as well, and people... Mm. There's
the FUCK69.
Yeah, the FUCK69. Mm. And people think that it's personalised. That's the worst thing about it. Mm. That you've intentionally gone out and made a number plate like this.
God, it makes me wonder, like, has this happened? How often has this happened? Like, does this happen a lot? I mean, I feel like I'm going to ask the listener, like, has this happened to you or a mate of yours, a family member, some sort of person associated with you? Have they had a number plate that is so unseemly, but it's actually not personalised? Mm. Do text in. I mean, the number is 0409. 945-945. We've got one here from Jasmine and Engelbert saying, my father-in-law has a number plate, U-P-U-T-O-O. I mean, U-P-U-T-O-O. You know, these sorts of number plates.
U-P-U-T-O.
And people would think that's personalised.
They would.
That's the thing.
Mm. They'd look at that. They'd see the bright yellow colour. They'd think that's customised.
I'd love to hear from some other actors about this. What do you guys... Please.
Do I want to hear about it?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear more about this story. I feel like it's a completely untouched kind of
realm of investigation. So let's
so
it.
Weird, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
It is weird, Mitch.
Oh, man, I'd love to hear if anyone else has had like any kind of situation like this. It's crazy.
Do you think anybody would get involved? Like, has anybody listened to this show? Like, I don't know. We will see, I guess.
Feeling nervous.
What was the number again?
040 shit.
Don't
9,
even bother.
945. No, yeah, I don't think anybody's gonna give a shit, honestly. But
oh no, go on, throw it out there in case.
Throw it out there just in case.
I don't know. I'm too nervous. Like, what if nobody does?
Alright, let me read it out.
Alright.
0409-945-945.
Alright, cool.
But like whatever, but if you want to, you know, throw us a text.
If you don't, like basically I'm like, we didn't ask, you know, like, I don't really care. But if you want to call, you could call in and tell us. 833-22999. That's 833-22999. Call us, let us know, whatever. Has you or a mate or somebody that you know had a weird number plate that wasn't personalized? Let's just listen to a song now. See you in a moment, RML.
Hello, it's RML.
All right. Hey, you've won the...
That didn't work. Didn't... okay, you were just listening to a song, Hung Up on a Dream by The Zombies from their beautiful album, Odyssey and Oracle. Robbie's Modern Life right now with Bernie Mitchell and myself, Robbie, in the studio. How are you going? We were talking about personalized number plates, and we asked you to get involved. We also didn't really care if you did. Like, it didn't matter to us, but if you did, like, whatever.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, Bernie, what the hell did people say?
Brett in Newtown says he has won. W-A-N-K-E-R. That's very unfortunate. Unpersonalized wanker.
Yep. He sent him another text saying it's pretty rough.
Pretty rough. Yeah, yeah, pretty hard. Text. Another one here. Jez ass. So Jez ass. Like J-E-S-A-S-S. Jez ass.
And these aren't personalized.
They're not personalized.
Okay. So this is the point. Like, we're looking at number plates that are so uncannily unfortunate, but are not personalized in any way. We heard a moment ago from Simon Hammock, whose number plate, of course, was Dick Cock. And he has been... you know, fielding a number of taunts from the community in regards to that. Every time he drives into a Westfield, you know, he gets taunted. You wouldn't believe. We've got one here on the text line as well saying, I have also seen ASS 24/7. My favourite was a really old lady. I saw with pre-666, older than Satan.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's crazy. And I'm sure they
custom,
weren't. It sounds custom.
It sounds custom, but it's
take
not.
Their word for
but
it,
you can always tell the custom one because they've got different colours around the rim of the number plate, so obviously they'd know if it were or weren't custom.
Exactly, Mitch. Very good point.
Yes. That's right, Joss Stone. She recently performed in North Korea, and we'll be talking about that in a little moment. But first, the Luxembourg Film Festival has had a mass banning that has left only three films playing this September. They are Forrest Gump Remastered. What are the other two, Bernie?
I believe it's Rampage and Dora the Explorer, The Lost City of...
Gold.
Yeah, right.
The Lost City of Gold. A recent reimagining of the Dora, the Explorer series.
But we decided to delve into the history of Luxembourg and the history of banned films and count down the top 10 most dramatic banned films, really.
And speculate as to why, because some of these films don't seem that controversial to us. I mean, one here, Super Size Me from 2004. Super size the American way. Get it back, get it broke, either way you're gonna pay. Super size it up. Super Size Me. Make it bacon. Super Size Me from 2004 there, of course. Banned in Luxembourg.
It was.
Mitch, why?
Well, Luxembourg is the home of the largest people on Earth, apparently, in terms of body mass index. And upon reading the title of the film, they banned it with immediacy. Luxembourg's president was informed of the film, and he reportedly broke his finger from slamming the desk so hard upon hearing the title. A warning was issued the same day to be distributed by all news outlets, urging citizens to stay vigilant when viewing content online to ensure that they are not accidentally subjected to the images from the film.
That's radical.
Sounds radical, but also kind of reasonable. Number six on the list here, we've got Season of the Witch. That's right. Season of the Witch from 2011 was banned.
Why, though?
Well, it's another Nick Cage movie, presumably banned for the same reasons as National Treasure 2, though the combination of Nicolas Cage and Superstitious Activity was always bound to be on the board's hit list. Although the board has cited other reasons, stating it depicts Luxembourg in a bad light, the excuses seem flimsy at best, and it is far more likely that the film was banned due to the lead being Nicolas Cage and the mention of witches. As we mentioned earlier, Nicolas Cage has been wanted in Luxembourg for some time for a series of petty crimes, such as bicycle theft and property damage.
Yeah, that's what got National Treasure 2 banned. But coming in at number 5 is a very interesting one. You might not have heard of it. Kamen Rider Heisei Generations Forever. Kamen Rider Heisei Generations Forever.
Kamen Rider wo aishite kureta anata e. Banned.
Kamen Rider, banned.
Not a film that I really know about, Bernie. What's the go with it?
Yeah, I had to do a bit of research on this one. Having no issue with the Kamen Rider series and original manga from which the series and film were based, this one came as a bit of a shock to the general public. But the devil is in the details, as the director, Kayohi Yamaguchi, was brought on to board brought on board to direct the film and not the series creator, Shotaro Ishinomori.
Oh, yeah,
the
that
board,
makes sense.
Had a fantastic, fanatic loyalty to the original Kamen Rider series and thus opted to boycott the film adaptation on account of the change in creative direction. So that is a bit pedantic, to be honest.
It is. It's hard to get a film through to Luxembourg, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is.
All sorts of reasons. I was hoping that this list would clarify that they had one kind of bone to pick with the film industry, but no, they're going left, right, centre. They're just
fanatical everything. About this particular director, and they wanted to see it done justice.
Yeah.
Lastly here, a favourite of mine, it's of course the Aurora Tea Garden Mysteries, a game of cat and mouse.
Sunday, August 4th.
Oh, whoa, there you are. You need to see this.
The first of three all-new Aurora Tea Garden Mysteries.
Scare, really?
Is making headlines.
If anything, that's a little overdramatic.
No matter what the twist.
Whoever the victim is in the book is the next person he's targeting.
It's the ending that always gets you.
Did you hear a noise?
It was a cat.
An all-new Aurora Tea Garden Mysteries, a game of cat and mouse, premiering Sunday, August 4th at 9 on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
Cancelled, that's right. Cancelled in Luxembourg, Aurora Tea Garden Mysteries, a game of cat and mouse. It's the only TV movie on this list, which got us scratching our heads. Supposedly, the board didn't understand this film, which essentially spells the end of any chance of getting it approved for cinematic wide release in Luxembourg. Oofed. Rumor has it that the board needs archetypal tropes to hold onto and understand the film, but Aurora Tea Garden is famously improper in its use of storytelling devices, and so it was swiftly banned.
That's weird, because it sounded like a light-hearted kind of maybe drama comedy.
You might think that, Bernie, but when you look deeper, not the case. It's actually quite it's off,
abstract.
Yeah,
abstract, left of center, a little bit quirky, screwy.
Screwy, yes, right. The arc makes no sense. It's sort of the twists and turns don't seem what you'd expect to see in a movie. It's not a satisfying conclusion from what I've seen.
We'll be looking at your texts in a moment about unpersonalized number plates that are unfortunately racy or, shit or something. And also going to be looking at a new IQ. Oh, God. Yeah, what is it? It's a new IQ sort of test that's happened.
Yeah, they've made it easier, I think, Rob.
Yeah, that's right. They made it easier. Mm. I'll be talking about that in a moment. Let's do a song. Hey, this is Object, RML, FBI. Hey.
Do one with, like, bass.
Yeah, this song's got some bass in it.
Some bass?
And bass blues, dude. For a long time, intelligence has reigned supreme. People who are more intelligent have better opportunities, more friends, less stress, and better ideas. The IQ test has been the arbiter of intelligence and, by extension, success in life and in love for many years now. But a gaggle of mothers have protested the narrow-minded view of the modern IQ test, claiming that it is not indicative of a wider range of smarts that some of their kids have. Among these complaints, there are plenty of people who are complaining that the test has become way too hard over the years and has unrealistic standards of intelligence. I call to mind the classic example that you would not judge the intelligence of a fish based on its ability to climb a tree, of course.
Right, right. So not everyone's going to be perfect at maths and numbers and hypotenuses and all of that. There are other aspects to intelligence that haven't been incorporated.
They kept that's telling exactly that at right. school, that fish thing.
Yeah.
So scientists are starting to come around and agree with these mothers, this gaggle of mothers, and have begun early tests on a new IQ test called MyQ, being billed as the IQ that works for me.
And it's set to replace the IQ test fully soon.
Yeah.
Completely. Mm. Yeah. So
with the help of these mums and a more contemporary understanding of intelligence through various studies, scientists are proposing a long-awaited reform to the acclaimed IQ test that factors in many other facets to intelligence and doesn't just rely on the traditional book smarts of the earlier IQ tests.
Let's give you an idea of what the MyQ test will look like. It starts off with something called the square, and for this part, you're going to have to draw a square inside a circle without a ruler, 30 seconds on the clock, and there's an adjudicator watching you. Pretty easy start for the quiz, very inclusive, so that's good to see.
I guess so. Traditionally, it was just kind of like word games, like
riddles.
Daughter is to aunt as son is to something. But in this case, we're starting with a square drawn on the ground, and they have to draw a circle in the middle. Is that right, Bernie?
Other way around.
Yeah. Oh, I might fail it.
Yeah,
sounds rough. Luckily, a lot of them are quite personalized, though.
Yeah. Exactly. We'll just run through sort of some of the testing that happens with this new MyQ. So, the alphabet backwards. As much as you can backwards. So, this one is slightly interpretive and is more about testing the creativity of participants, whether they take that to mean alphabet backwards, walk backwards while doing the alphabet, etc. Also, any alphabet from any language can be used. And they are also inclusive of a mixture of any languages. So, it could be, you know, Japanese, Swahili. English, Swahili. If you, you know, the letters from that alphabet, and you can mix them. Match.
And honestly, the adjudicators, they can't speak all of these languages, so they'll often just sort of go off the feel of whether the participant has, you know, essentially given it their all in the test, participated.
Quite right.
The read something you wrote test follows this. It's essentially where, well, you read something you wrote. It could be a paragraph, it could be a sentence, it could be a single word. Whatever it is you're able to write down, you'll be kindly asked by one of the MyQ adjudicators to read it out back to the adjudicator. And if you succeed in doing this, then you can move on to the next section.
Which is rhyme time. You have to rhyme words together upon a single word prompt from a MyQ adjudicator. You must rhyme 5 words together, otherwise start the section again until you're able to rhyme them. So,
five.
You know, you have up to 2 hours. To achieve this one, I think.
There is about a 2-hour timer on this on the clock, so you should be fine.
Yeah.
Easy.
And Mitch, this one, the door.
The door. So this one's interesting. You know, not your usual just sort of arithmetic. This one, in this one, you're shown 2 pictures of 2 different doorways and asked which one would go down to survive. quite ambiguous, but one of them has tigers behind it and the other has a simple lounge room. So deciding on that one can be quite difficult.
So which one you'd more likely survive if you picked to go through? Is that correct?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I can understand. So they can see. Maybe,
yeah, the tiger's not.
I think, I believe there's a window in the door and you can see what's behind each of the doors.
And there's audio prompts as well.
I think you are wearing a state-of-the-art headset throughout the quiz, which the adjudicator can speak through a microphone to you as well.
Exactly. So there's a lot of, like, sort of tigers snarling. Yeah.
Which door will you choose?
Adjudicator's
not that one. Yeah. Not that one. That one looks dangerous.
This last one that we've got an insight for, Rob, is kind of insane, isn't it?
It's called Electricity. It's a small, miniature-scaled city of Philadelphia, which is presented to the testee, and they are asked where they would hypothetically place an electricity substation if given the chance to build one. There is technically no wrong answer for this one. It just helps boost the morale for the upcoming much harder questions, such as the rectangle et al.
Yeah.
We'll be getting into those in a moment. And talking about what the IQ scores are and the MyQ scores, as well as celebrity participants for this test and the scores that they received, as well as looking at the Luxembourg Film Festival's last banned films. Stick around. This is a beautiful song called Sarah by Wayne, RML FBI Radio.
Thank you.
The text goes, I wonder if the new Starsky and Hutch film will make it through the strict regulations of the Luxembourg Film Fest after the references to the country and the 2004 comedy starring Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
Let's have a look at that mention.
Around here, we govern ourselves. Think of us like Luxembourg. You dig?
No, I don't dig. You see, Luxembourg's a constitutional monarchy, an independent sovereign state established after the Treaty of Vienna.
Technically, it's a part of Europe, but in reality, they govern themselves like us.
Just like us.
Pretty epic.
It's true. They do actually, they definitely govern themselves, and we've found that in terms of their upcoming film festival, in which they've banned the majority of films, such that they only have three to play with. What is it? Rampage, The New Dora the Explorer 1, and Forrest Gump Remastered. Jesus Christ.
And that's just the audio. So it's not much to go on.
It's not much to go on there at all.
But look,
should we do the films or the IQ stuff?
I mean, we've got
what do you guys think?
Three more movies.
Yeah,
three
right, we'll do that.
To go through.
Yeah, sure.
And then we can go back to the other one.
I think that's good. We'll flip-flop. So okay. These are the last few films here. G.I. Joe Retaliation has been banned.
In Luxembourg, that is.
Yeah.
They're all dead.
There's only one man could authorize a strike like that. And I voted for him.
You're insane.
My fellow world leaders,
you're looking at an advanced weapon system capable of destroying each of your countries 14 times over.
No way. No way is that going to see the light of day in Luxembourg. So this is G.I. Joe Retaliation. And in this one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has never looked so bulk as he does in this film, which is partly the reason the board has taken interest in the film. But this additional interest has also led to the banning of the film to the highest degree. G.I. Joe was banned, however, due to a suspicion from the board that Channing Tatum was displaying anti-patriotic behaviour in the execution of his role as Army Grunt Duke. They do not take kindly to that, due to their relationship with America, I believe.
And speaking of Dwayne, we got another one here, number two, Race to Witch Mountain, also features The Rock.
150 miles outside of Las Vegas.
Object of unknown origin descending fast.
There is a place where unexplained phenomena occur.
Yeah, that's right. Race to Witch Mountain with Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been unfortunately cancelled in Luxembourg. Being quite superstitious may not be something that one would associate with Luxembourg, but they in fact have a strong belief in the supernatural. Recent studies suggest that 16% of the country are convinced that an apparition gave birth to that capital city, and 98% of their population has reported seeing sincerely spooky stuff at night. The idea of two children that possess paranormal activities scared the absolute crap out of the board, resulting in a swift ban. Doesn't make a lot of sense, but sort of does as well.
Kind of does. They got a little spooky, superstitious stuff going on there.
Coming in number one.
What is it?
It's a horse they found wandering about in no man's land.
Yeah, it's a horse they found wandering in cancelled land. It's the touching story of the bond between a young boy and his thoroughbred. Bernie, did you like this one?
Oh, man, I love this movie, and I'm so sad that it got cancelled in Luxembourg. As you're saying, Rob, yeah, it's the touching story of the thoroughbred horse shipped off to the front lines of Germany for the First World War. Interestingly enough, though, the ban on this film has nothing to do with the World War itself and everything to do with the depiction of animals of war. Young Prince of Luxembourg was, historically, this happened, it was trampled by a stampede of horses during the Cold War, and imagery that could reconjure that traumatic experience for the Luxembourg public is strictly banned. So, the Young Prince was seen as almost a lady defigure to
Cincinnati. Lady die. So,
sorry, last.
So, yeah. So, just read it properly and we'll be fine. The Young Prince was seen as almost a lady die figure to citizens of Luxembourg, and they collectively wept when the trampling occurred. So, the prince was fine.
So, lady die figure. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate that we can't get to everything today. We'll have to do the rest of it next week, I guess. We'll be talking more about MyQ and the celebrities that have done that particular test.
Yeah, much more in depth into that one next week, so that's going to be exciting.
But yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for getting involved in terms of the personal, depersonalized number plates. Dick cock.
There's another one here, actually. AA69ME. So that's a genuinely random plate I have a picture of on my old Nokia.
Yeah, prove it.
Pretty cool.
Prove it, is what I say.
Thanks so much. All right, Bernie, see ya.
Yeah, see ya.
Thanks, Mitch.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
All right, I've been Robbie. This has been RML. Stick around for Christy Mafazel. She's going to be playing some songs over lunch. It's going to be really good.
Just come in now, Christy.
Have a wonderful day, wonderful week. Listen back on the podcast, Spotify, iTunes, et al. The Facebook page is Robbie's Modern Life. And yeah, thanks. See ya, I guess. This is Bluebird by Dota Projectors. Thank you.
Whatever.
Last song, is it?
Whatever.
Whatever.
Christy! Christy,
you can come in.
Come in.
She better come in.
Come in. Keep listening. Whatever.
Who cares? Very soon.
Who cares?
It's up to you.
Hey.
Sky is blue. The sun shines everywhere. Breeze is blowing, messing up your hair. The palace Versailles is nice. But if I'm honest, I feel just fine on this bench with you and me, me and